Here are two words that should be music to the ears of every worker: paid vacation. But listen, I can tell you personally, it is not always easy to get your staff to take some time off. And that's true all over the country. Last year, more than half of American workers left their vacation time unused. That's from a study by a group called Project Time Off. So what is going on? Are we just workaholics or what? I have Jean Meister with me. She's co-author of The Future Workplace Experience, 10 Rules for Mastering Disruption in Recruiting and Engaging Employees. Hi there, Jean.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
It's nice to have you with us. Can I just ask whether you're surprised by that particular statistic that more than half of us don't take our vacation time?
Actually, I'm not. There is the fear of losing one's job that is behind why people don't take vacation time. And in the book, I profiled not only paid vacation time and how people are not taking it, but also fathers who have paid paternity leave are not taking that time as well. So I think the real core of the issue is we're all feeling a bit of financial insecurity, and we want to do everything we can to keep the job that we have.
Okay, that's one issue, financial insecurity, but why do we not take paid vacation days?
Often it's the culture of the organization. If the leader of the organization sets the model for how important it is to have time off, to rejuvenate, to get our spirits back and our energy, and this is important for all the team members to also take time off. So one has to look at what's the culture of each of these organizations. It's a high percentage, and what's interesting is it keeps getting higher. Not only that, but about 60% of Americans work while they're on vacation. So even if you're taking time off, you're still checking that iPhone or BlackBerry.
Okay, so this is my essential question, why we keep doing that. And I think it comes down to billions, tens of billions of dollars worth of paid time that we're not taking advantage of. You keep talking about financial insecurity, and I wonder if what you're implying is that we're worried that if we stop working for any reason, we might lose our jobs.
Absolutely. One of the leading banks in the South, SunTrust, did a very interesting study profiled in the book and found that among 2,000 workers, 40% felt an either high or moderate degree of financial stress in their work lives and felt that at any moment in time, they could lose their job. So this fear of losing your job is really what's keeping you from not taking that paid time, which, by the way, for employees is about $61 billion in forfeited benefits.
$61 billion per year, I assume.
Absolutely.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about all the unused vacation time that we leave on the table, I guess. My guest is workplace consultant Jean Meister. Let's then try to divide this into, cultures to blame. And can we start at the federal level? Because it occurs to me that the U.S. does not have legally mandated paid vacation time. We don't have legally mandated paternity or maternity leave, for that matter, whereas most other developed nations do. Does that culture seep in?
Absolutely. The United States is the only developed country without mandated paid vacation or mandated family leave. And in the European Union, the countries are guaranteed 20 paid vacation days. The country with the highest number of paid vacation and holiday days is Austria. But when you look at Italy, France, Spain, and Germany, they have 30 paid vacation days. But then look at their unemployment rate. You know, look at Spain's unemployment rate. So they're really, it's really the culture of we've got to get some time off to recharge our bodies and our minds. And that's what we need here in the United States.
Then if you come down from the federal, and I assume it's relatively equal on the state level as well, then you coming down to the corporate level. How does a corporation encourage people to take their time off? And do corporations even see a need to do that? Or are they more invested in keeping people on the job?
They are starting to recognize the connection between the overwhelmed and overworked employee and productivity. And so companies are starting to do surveys to understand what's keeping someone from taking their paid vacation days, and a whole culture of communication. Open communication that this is important, role models of leaders who are taking time off and sharing, you know, their vacation photos or whatever with their team members. I think you've got to understand what the issue is in your organization, and then do something about it. And it starts with a communication plan for the entire organization on the importance of taking paid vacation time.
And certainly, if you look at worldwide statistics, the United States is not the most productive. We may work the most hours, but we're not the most productive per hour, that is. I think we come in, the latest numbers were number 9 with Luxembourg and Norway and Australia and Switzerland and all kinds of other countries ahead of us. How seriously do corporations take those rankings?
They take them seriously, but not seriously enough to really have a movement around it. If you compare the vacation time issue with the family leave issue, we're beginning to see on a state by state level that some states are making movements for paid family leave because they're not waiting for our country to resolve this issue, which is urgently needed. So I think that, you know, more organizations in states like California and Rhode Island, which have made plans on the paid family leave front, I think it's crucial.
One of the things, though, that you mention in your writing and in your book is the fact that some corporations don't see a need for vacation time. They tell people to go home when they've finished their work. Is that a step forward? Does that end up getting people more time off?
There was a couple of case studies in the book that some companies are forming policies called predictable time off. So what that means is you would work out a schedule with the other members of your team to say, you know, I'm coming in late on Monday if I go to the office at all, right? Or I'm leaving early on Thursday, so that the manager of the team, the leader, has a full view of how everyone is managing work and the rest of their life. I think that's the call to action, that every employee has to take charge of work-life integration. We can't leave it to our employers. We have to own it.
Okay, but let's say that you're on a staff where it almost feels competitive, and I feel like this is relatively common, that people will see their colleagues not taking any time off or working really, really long hours, and they feel like this pressure that they need to do the same. If I'm in that position, how do I take time off? How do I manage that work time without giving the impression that I'm lazy?
That's something that you have to work out with the leader of the team, right? And it goes back again to the culture that the team leader sets. And so in cultures that have predictable time off, it's open and transparent and everyone buys into it, right? And so this is, you know, it goes back to the leader and the culture of the organization to set the tone that taking time off actually improves your well-being and productivity. The company, the organization that did this profiled in the book is Boston Consulting Group, high-powered professional service firm, and they have studies that show that with predictable time off and people giving themselves time to recharge, they've increased productivity and client satisfaction.
So if I'm a boss and my employees are not taking their vacation time, does that mean I need to examine my own practices and attitude?
I think you should examine your own practices and attitude. I think you should you know, speak up and be transparent and have a dialogue with your employees about how important this is for your overall health and well-being, for you as an individual worker, and for your entire family.
So what is our ideal amount of time? It's mandated in other countries. You mentioned a period of weeks in some places. What is the amount of time a worker needs to really feel refreshed and fully productive?
I think at least 2 to 3 weeks. And American workers actually took per year, right, took less time this year than took about 15 days versus 20 about 15 years ago. So I think at least 2 to 3 weeks.
Although at this point, before we end, that's in the United States, looks like it would be a corporate change and not coming from the federal government.
Yes. And the same thing with, at this point, paid family leave. We have amazing examples in the book where some organizations have a year of paid family leave, like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Some others have 6 months. And it's now, you know, it's now companies are taking charge of this issue because they realize that workers need to find that balance between work and the rest of their life.
Jean Meister is a workplace consultant, co-author of a new book called The Future Workplace Experience. Jean, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.